Russell Knox from Scotland has been crowned champion here in Ballyliffin as he's defeated Ryan Fox in the first playoff hole with yet another stunning putt. He had a 40-foot putt in relegation play at the 18th, which put him in the position for a playoff. And he pulled off a wonder second putt again at the 18th, this time from about 4 or 5 feet further out on the same line to put the ball in to put in for that winning title. And what a putt it was too, Dennis.
It was incredible, O'Shane. I mean, you know, I have to say, when I came out here this morning, I thought, well, this, you know, could be quite a lame finish to what is a great venue. Mm. And, you know, quite the opposite, in fact. One of the best finishes we've seen to an Irish Open in many, many years. And I think Russell Knox's name was on the trophy. I mean, That was a brilliant putt in regulation play in 18. And then, of course, you know, Ryan Fox had a chance to win it, an 8-foot putt that just literally just slipped by the hole. And then, of course, in the playoff, they virtually finished more or less in the similar distance away from the hole. And what a great putt. But before he had that putt, his ball actually was heading for the bunker and bounced over the bunker. So he got a real break there. And he was able to hit his ball again to about 40.
Because it was a tricky shot, a second in, and
very much so.
So it was, because he was at a bad angle on the rough.
He was. It was on a down slope as well. So it was a great shot in to lead himself a putt, and what a putt it was. I mean, if you're going to win a title, that's the way to do it in style. But you have to feel for Ryan Fox as well. I mean, he had an 8-foot putt and he horseshoed out of the hole. So Russell Knox's name was on the title, and well done to him. It was a great performance.
Yeah, and the confidence was there to take that putt on again, because he had done it already about 20 minutes earlier. So he did, and he knew that he was very, very capable of putting in a longer putt. But it was on the same sort of line. So it was.
He did. He obviously had the experience from the first time round. But in fairness, he's pretty nerveless, Russell Knox. He's an experienced operator. I mean, just looking at his record, he's won three titles. This is his third title that he's actually won. He won the WGC HSBC Champions back in 2015, and he won the Travelers Championship in Connecticut in 2016. And this is his first title since then. But he's been building up nicely to this. He was tied second last week in France on the Ryder Cup course, and he was.
The form was there then.
It most certainly was, and he's after coming back to form, because he had a great 2015 and 2016, but he completely lost his form last year. He only had two top tens in his 29 starts in the year, but now he's obviously followed up that second place in France with a win today, and now he goes on to Scotland next week to his home Open, and then onto the Open Championship. So he'd be in fine fettle for that.
Hey, sir, and we can see players have a big score in the early rounds, but he got out of the block steady with a 71, but he got better as the rounds went on then, Dennis.
Yeah, he built it slowly from there, and there was no major panic today when he went out. I mean, obviously Erik van Rooyen was the man to catch, and of course he unfortunately he ended up finishing with a round of 74 and in a tie for fourth. He began with a 71 and he followed that up. He improved as each day went along. He went 71, 69, 68, and of course that 66 today got him into the playoff with Ryan Fox. But I think we'll hear more about Ryan Fox in the years and the months and years to come, because he's a good solid player, and I think there's definitely a title in him. He will win one soon. Great effort by Jorge Campillo as well. He finished just one short. And what can you say about John Rahm? Well, he started with that triple bogey, and then he had an eagle and six birdies to finish with a round of 66. So a terrific performance by John Rahm, and a great defence, but he came up a couple short. But we got a fantastic finish, and I think anybody who stayed back to watch that, they got a great bit of excitement.
They got a great bit of excitement, and I think with the week that we've had here as well, Dennis, there's been 94,239 spectators have come through the gate this week to Ballyliffin. Today, as we anticipated, would be the biggest day of the lot. 27,055 came through that welcome gate so that to watch the final day's action. And with everything that developed over the course of the last few days, I think the finish that we got was just reward to the 2018 Irish Open.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Those figures are terrific figures, O'Shane. I mean, 94,000 spectators over the course of the 5 days, including the Pro-Am, is a great figure, particularly for a venue that's so far away, as I say, and it's, you know, it's quite a long way away from the rest of the country. But people from Donegal, and indeed I imagine from all the region, you know, all around the region, came out to support it in style. 95,000 is a terrific result, and there's been some years that the Open Championship was held in Turnberry that the figures weren't probably around that. So you know, that's a terrific reward for all the hard work that's been put in here to prepare the venue for what has been a really exciting Open in the finish.
Yeah, you mentioned in the earlier part you're going to hear more about Ryan Fox. Are we going to hear more about Russell Knox in the next 14 days?
Certainly. I mean, he's going to go next week to his home open in Gullen in the best possible Vettel. I mean, a second place finish in France. And he will now be targeting a Ryder Cup spot. I mean, obviously, he, you know, he'd probably need a captain's pick perhaps at the end of the day. But he'd be, you know, if this form continues, he'd certainly be up there for a captain's pick. There is no doubt about that. And he's certainly nerveless. I mean, he'd be a very, very good addition to the European Ryder Cup team. But I have to say, you got to hand it to him. I mean, he went out there today, as I say, nothing to lose, went out, shot a brilliant round, a brilliant closing round, and was nerveless on that final green.
Yeah. Another presentation is set to take place now up beside the Innishowen Pavilion and up adjacent to the clubhouse, and it's going to be Russell Knox. That's going to be crowned champion here in Ballyliffin. I know we touched on it earlier, Dennis, but all the boxes have been ticked this weekend. We've got Russell Knox as the big winner here. Donegal's been a big winner as well. Ballyliffin's been a big winner. We can showcase the event. We can show it off. We can host it, so we can. And that there's a possibility that down the line, we could see this event back in Donegal and back in Ballyliffin.
There's absolutely no doubt about it. I mean, as I was saying earlier, O'Shane, I mean, everything about this week has been terrific. It helped to have had those magnificent few days weather as well at the start. It showcased the place at its very, very best. And, you know, the golf course has been fantastic. As I say, people have really enjoyed themselves in the locality, in the vicinity. People weren't ripped off. You know, the prices were reasonable. People were getting good value. And there was really so much to like about this week that, as I say, if you were sitting down with a list of potential venues for the future, there's no doubt that this would have to be there on the list.
Yeah, certainly. Dennis, you've enjoyed your time in Donegal.
Fantastic. It's been a brilliant week. Thanks very much. It's great to work with you after all these years.
Yeah, listen, it's been a pleasure to have you on the Highland team. I know you've been on Highland loads of time. We don't get the chance to meet very often, so no. We don't, Dennis, but it's good to be in your company today, and it's good to join in and listen to you with your expert knowledge on golf and helping us out on this big stage.
And I'm delighted from your own perspective here in Highland. I mean, you've put so much work into this event yourselves over the last couple of weeks, and brilliant coverage over the few days here, and it's, as I say, it's great reward for everybody, including yourselves, who's put so much work into making this event the success that it has become.